When did you take these? Heather asked. Her index finger shook as she swiped through the grainy photos on Carly's phone. Last night? Carly glowered. Her cheeks were pale under her freckles, as if she'd barely slept, and her red curls seemed to vibrate with rage. He's lucky I didn't march over there and tear him a new asshole. Heather tried to swallow the dread in her throat as she leaned closer, squinting at the images. The lighting was dim, and the angle wasn't ideal. But even so, there was no mistaking it. That was Jack. And nestled in next to him in the plump restaurant booth, gazing adoringly up at him as his hand gripped her waist, was Melissa. Heather's mouth stumbled over the other woman's name, like her tongue and lips had gone slightly numb. A mild spring breeze wafted through the open windows, but the living room felt airless, and Heather felt her toes starting to tingle with panic, as if the pale blue walls were closing in. Melissa, Carly confirmed. He isn't just cheating. He's cheating with a fetus. She's a decade younger than us. Heather shook her head, trying to make sense of what she saw. Jack loved her, had loved her for years. He had proposed to her in front of a packed house at Lincoln Center, for God's sake. What the hell was going on? Maybe it's not what it looks like, Heather said, raising her eyes to Carly's scowling face. I mean, this is just dinner, and it's just one photo, She trailed off helplessly. Tears swam in her eyes, and through the blur, she saw Carly's scowl tighten, then instantly soften. Heather? Carly said in a quiet, determined voice. I was there. I hid behind a planter and watched them for half an hour. It wasn't just dinner. There's definitely something going on. Heather squeezed her eyes shut, and tears skipped down her cheeks. I don't understand, she practically pleaded. She hated the desperation in her own voice. He said he was ready to commit. Sure, it had taken him a few extra years to propose, but she'd wanted him to be sure when he popped the question. And when he finally did it, he really did it. Yes, she'd seen him flirt with other women, had watched the way he charmed the wealthy socialites who lined up to meet him at the company's donor events. But as he always reminded her, that was just part of the job. It wasn't real. What was real was them. Jack and Heather. What was real was this apartment they shared and their lazy Sunday mornings strolling through the flea market on West 77th Street. The way he looked at her during a curtain call, like he hadn't even noticed the 1,500 applauding ballet fans in front of them. Heather glanced around the spacious living room, looking anywhere but at Carly and her phone. Across the room, a framed black and white photo of a shirtless Jack loomed on the wall. The deep-cut grit of his six-pack thrown into sharp relief as he hit the peak of a picture-perfect cabriole jump. It had been part of a shoot they'd done together a few years ago, a glossy profile of her Vogue. The headline had proclaimed them America's ballet sweethearts. Panic questions chased each other around her head. How long had he been sneaking around with Melissa? Who else in the company knew? Heather forced herself to look at the photo of the gorgeous core member pressed against her fiancé, and at the expression on Jack's handsome, angular face. With a stab of anguish, she realized he was giving Melissa his curtain call look. Heather thought she might faint. What did I do wrong? She whispered to herself. You didn't do anything wrong, Carly exclaimed, dropping the phone and handing her a box of tissues. If anything,